Blog Talk Radio.
What an honor to be invited to the marriage of the Lamb, to come and worship Him. Celebration, it's the joining of the bride and the Son, the two becoming one. All the prophecies fulfilled in a moment, so we see, like the roar of many waters, like the sound of rolling thunder. Hallelujah, give Him glory.
Good afternoon and blessings to all. This is Prophet Deborah Ramos, A Food for the Journey, welcoming you to our Bible study, our teaching, our mini teaching. And today we're going to be talking about foundational problems. Why does the enemy attack people from the womb? Why does the enemy attack people from the womb? And we know that in the womb are babies. And as we look around today, we see so many people that are just so many bad things that are taking place in the world today. So many fights and debates about abortion and all these things like this to destroy the children. And so I want to really just have a mini teacher discussion on why does the enemy attack people from the womb. And Esther, what I'm talking about, why is the enemy attacking babies innocent babies in the womb. And so we're going to go into that today. But before we get started, let us just open up in prayer. Let us just thank God for his goodness, his mercy, his kindness. Father God, we just thank you for this time of study. We pray today in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, that you would have your way. Let me decrease as you increase. Anoint our ears to hear and see what the Spirit is saying in this hour. Give us strength, give us ability to walk forward and to share this word with others. Help us to stand in the power and authority that you have given us over all the works of the devil. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. So the Bible is clear that children are to be looked upon as a blessing. And as we look around the world today, we don't see that very often. As a matter of fact, we see children are being exploited. They're being used. They're being abused. And we have to understand that it doesn't just happen once they're outside the womb. But I want you to understand that the enemy begins to attack children in the womb, in the womb. And Psalms 127, let us start reading. We're going to go to the scriptures today. Glory to God. Psalms 127, 3 and 5 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies at the gate." Glory to God. So we see clearly that children are a blessing. Children are a blessing from the Lord. And I believe that's one of the reasons why the enemy consistently attacks our children. If we look around in society today, our children are misused. Our children are exploited. And it's because of the enemy. But we have to understand that our children are suffering greatly, and they don't know why. Amen. Matthew chapter 18 and 10 says, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Glory to God. So we see that these little ones, talking about children, have angels, and their angels stand before the Lord. Glory to God. Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16, it says, "And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, 'Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whosoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child shall not enter it.' And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying hands on them." Glory to God. We have to understand that children are very special to the Lord. Children. Why? Because if you understand, all of us have been children. The only two human beings who were not children were Adam and Eve. All of us have came into this world as a baby. All of us have experienced the womb. Even the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. So why does the enemy attack the womb? First of all, we have to understand when we look around this world today and see the wickedness, the depravity that's taking place in the earth, we have to understand that people are suffering with so many things. So many people are addicted to all types of things, drugs, sex. They are addicted to so many things. And the reason being, they don't even understand. People have addiction to things, and they don't even understand how they got addicted. Understand that the enemy does not play fair. Many of the people who are suffering with types of addiction receive these demons in the womb. Understand that the enemy operates and goes through doors and gates. Doors and gates give the enemy access to our lives. That's why it's so important that as people, even when women are pregnant, when you are a pregnant woman, you need to understand that you are responsible for the safety of that baby in your womb. Understand. People don't understand the significance of a womb. What is a womb? Well, wound functions, let us break down what a wound is. We have to understand. I'm talking about the physical wound, but understand there are also spiritual wounds. Now, the term for a uterus, is the medical term for the womb. It is a Latin word. It is about the size and shape of an inverted pear. The uterus sits quite low in the abdomen and is held in position by muscles, ligaments, and fibrous tissues. Now, the function of the uterus includes nurturing the fertilized ovum that develops into the fetus, holding it till the baby is mature enough for birth. Understand that the womb is a place of nurturing. It's where the baby grows at. This is where the baby, the womb, the uterus, the womb, all of these are put in place so that the baby have a comfortable place to grow. Glory to God. Now, let's talk about this. During pregnancy, this structure provides organs, nutrients to give the baby protection. Understand, the placenta is the organ that develops in the uterus during pregnancy. This provides structure for the baby. It removes waste from the baby's blood. It attaches to the wall of the uterus. And also if the umbilical cord arises from this. I want you to get a picture of what the womb is and why it is so important that when a baby is in a womb that it is protected. God gives this all this protection so that the baby is secure. But we have to understand that it also is a responsibility that the parents have to cover this baby spiritually. Understand that the enemy, as I said earlier, does not play fair. While a baby is in a womb, a lot of things take place in that womb, in that incubator stage when the baby is growing. The baby is innocent. Innocent. Glory to God. Understand that a lot of things take place while the baby is in the womb, such as development of their hearts, vital organs, the brain, etc. Many things are taking place as the baby in there for that 9 months. Things are taking place physically for that child, but also spiritually. There are physical things taking place in the confinements of that womb. Understand that during this time, it is very important for the parents of the baby to take care of that baby. That's why it is so important that when you bring, pray over the baby. Don't wait till the baby comes out. Pray. There are statistics that say that when you play music, the baby's here and the babies are calm. Glory to God. Understand that if you are not protecting that baby spiritually, the enemy will attack. He will not wait till the child comes out. He will not. The enemy is all about taking advantage. My God. That's why we are to live godly lives. We are to pray, cover that baby in prayer, plead the blood of Jesus, surround the womb with a hedge of protection. But unfortunately, many children today in this world that we are living in have no protection in the womb nor out of the womb. Understand that when you have children out of wedlock, there is no protection for that child. There is no protection because you are sinning against God. You are sinning against your body. And we need to teach our children, and we need to teach our young girls this, that their bodies are temples. Glory to God. Understand that the devil does not play fair. He wants to get hold of a soul as soon as possible. Yes, can spirits come into the womb? Yes, and we're going to get to that. So why does the enemy attack people from the womb? Because it's a time of ignorance, not ignorance, mean that the baby in the womb does not know, has no knowledge, has lack of knowledge, education, or awareness of the enemy. He does not know. This is why the enemy attacks babies in the womb. It is also a time of development. This is where the baby's growing. This is where his vital organs, this is where his brain is being developed. Whatever is programmed, coded, arranged in a person at this time, it mixes with the person. So whatever's in that person, whatever's in the wound with that person, so if it's an evil spirit, it is mixing. I want you to understand something about the enemy and the ministry of deliverance. Many demons, let's talk about demons. Demons, many people have demons that have grown up with them. They come into the womb and they grow up with the child. That's why some people are harder to go through deliverance. It's more of a process than others. There are demons that are programmed in a person and it mixes with the person and it does not manifest right away. Understand. When the baby is in the womb, it's a time of spiritual establishment. Understand, God told Jeremiah, and Jeremiah, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Glory to God. This is what God said to Jeremiah. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, meaning I set you apart, and I ordained thee a prophet to the nations. Glory to God. Understand, before I formed thee, God is saying, I knew thee before that came forth out of the womb. Understand, every person, every human being, except Adam and Eve, has came through the same process in order to get into the world. And so we see, even statistics see that women, when they drink and do drugs, that their babies are coming out addicted. Why is this? How is this possible? Well, we have to understand that whatever you do as a woman, whatever you do while you're pregnant, attaches to that child. Let's go over to Judges chapter 13, and let's begin to read some. Glory to God. I hope you're getting something out of this mini teaching. I hope that Holy Spirit is giving you revelation to understand about the wound. I want you to understand why people act the way they are. Everyone has been a child, as I said, except Adam and Eve. And so whatever happens to you in the womb manifests outside the womb. Many people are struggling with things in their life, and they don't understand why. Many people have anger, such rage and anger, and they don't understand why. Chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, and it says, again, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. Now, there was a certain man from Zoran of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, indeed, now you are barren and have no children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now, therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink and not to eat anything unclean. For behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb. And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. So the woman came and told her husband, saying, a man of God came to me, and his countenance was the countenance of the angel of God. Very awesome. But I did not ask him where he was from, and he did not tell me his name. And he said to me, behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. Now drink no wine or similar drink, nor eat anything unclean, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Now let's read Judges 13 and 14. So the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, of all that I said to the woman, let her be careful. Let her be careful. How many of you are careful when you were pregnant? How many of you are pregnant? Are you careful? How many of you know young women today that are pregnant and they do any and everything, not caring about what's in their womb? Verse 14, she may not eat anything that comes from the vine, nor she drink wine or similar drink, nor eat anything unclean. All that I command her, let her observe. My God, my God. God wanted to deliver, understand this, God wanted to deliver the nation of Israel from the bondage of the Philistines. This was God's goal. An angel was dispatched to Miss Noah, and the angel gave the woman some instructions, specific instructions. She was not to eat anything unclean. She was not to drink wine or strong drink. The woman, having heard all these, called her husband and related the message to him. The angel came back to them and released the same instruction. Understand, this is a deep mystery embedded in the fact that for the prophecy which concerns Samson to come to pass, everything depended on the woman. God's total plan for Israel's deliverance was placed at the mercy of one woman. If the child is born defiled from the womb, then he would be born contrary to prophecy, making God's purpose for his life not to be established. Understand this. The reverse would be that the child would be born dedicated to God from the foundation of his development. Everything depended on what the woman did to herself during the time of the baby incubation period. Everything depends on the time when a child is in the incubation stage, which is in the womb. We have got to cover our children. Our children have come out here, and our children are killing themselves. Our children are becoming mass murderers. We have to go back and say, what was wrong with the foundation? There's so many children in today's society is gone astray. So many children have gone down the wrong path. What is going on? Why are so many children being young children that are wanting to kill and have so much hatred and violence? All of these children are not all coming from a bad home. Every home is not a bad home. Every mother and father is not a bad parent. Something has to be at the foundation of what's going on with our children. What has been passed down to them? What have we not dealt with? What have we not repented of? See, we have to understand, people may don't want to believe this, but when I'm talking about foundation, I'm talking about generational curses. What has been passed down in the womb of our children? There are many children that have been raised their whole life in a Christian home, and yet they can get up and kill somebody. They can get up and go rape somebody. What is going on in today's society? What has happened to our children? What have we not dealt with as adults? And then just let it go and say, oh, that's just the way it is. That's the way my father was. That's just the way my mother was. And let it pass down to their children. I want you to understand today, I believe in my heart that every family has a Moses in their family. Everyone has a family that has a Moses, that his job is to help to bring the family out. And so in order to bring your family out, you've got to get past religion. You have to get past self-righteousness, what I think and feel. You have to come back to the word of God. What is going on? Generational curses is real. Demons coming into the womb is real. Demons are arresting our children at a young age. This is so true. I'm going to share with you a story. And it's not a story, it's the truth of what happened to me as a young woman. I remember, and when I came into Christ, and a few years later, I was still struggling with a lot of things, and someone invited me to a meeting, and the meeting happened to be, glory to God, a deliverance meeting. And I remember the pastor, the visiting pastor, said that they was going to do some deliverance. Okay, I was very skeptical. I was like, you know, that's not for me. You know, I'm a Christian. All the religious spirits were in operation. And I clearly remember her saying, we're going to break up. We're going to do a small mass deliverance, then we're going to break off into sections. And I remember immediately something threw me down on the floor, and I began to beat on the floor, and I heard this voice in me say, I'm not coming out. I'm not coming out. Well, me, I became afraid, and I heard the pastors, one on each side, took me by the arm, and they said, don't be afraid. Come, let's put in a chair. Just see yourself at the foot of Jesus, my God. And I clearly remember them saying, when did you come into her? When did you come into her? And immediately in my mind's eye, I saw, glory to God, I saw myself holding my mom's hand, and my dad catched that trolley, and he left me. And my dad left me, and the next time I saw my dad, I was 17 years old. Let me tell you something. That was the first time, was a spirit of rejection that had entered me. 2 years old. Yes, I was 2 years old, and I remember that demon came into me when I was 2 years old. Who knows when the other spirits came. But I want you to know that our children can be affected at very early age, even in the womb. And so I was delivered from the spirit of rejection. And when I went back and began to look at my life, I've always felt rejected. I felt like I never fit in. Glory to God. Our children today are young adults, and they are even in their 30s and 40s, and they still feeling rejected. They still feeling like they still feeling anger. They are still feeling hurt. It's because these things are foundational things. They struggling with the things that their mom struggled with. They struggling with the things that their dad struggled with. And who is to help them? That's our job. Glory to God. So the question is, so I want us to understand, the question is, why does the enemy attack from the womb? One of the answers is the earliest that he can put somebody in bondage, the before they recognize what bondage is, the more it's better for him. In other words, if he can bring somebody in bondage and they not know they're in bondage, he has a greater level of influence on that person. And this is what Satan wants to do. So understand, when we see the story of Samson, God was saying that whatever, in other words, he was saying to Samson's mother, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you drink, is going to affect your child, and it's going to affect your child's destiny. My God, because Samson's destiny was to begin to deliver the nation of Israel. Glory to God. Understand, spiritual complications result when a person is not protected in the womb. Let's talk a little bit about evil deposits. Understand this, that through food, many children were initiated into witchcraft. Let me tell you something. One of the first ways that the enemy of witches and wizards and warlocks initiate people is through food. First of all, they begin to dream of eating. So my question is, if you see yourself eating in a dream, you need to go somewhere and get deliverance, because if you see them feeding you the food, it's initiation. If your mom was a practicing witch while you were pregnant, she was pregnant, understand that those witchcraft spirits will be in operation in you. Whatever your parent, your mother did, and even your father, spiritually I'm talking about, did, affects your life. And so you need to get free from that. Understand. So if your mother or father was practicing witchcraft and they were pregnant with you, understand those demons, they will affect your life. They will manifest. Remember, the Bible said that it's a time and season for everything. And so this is what the enemy does. Understand, many people are practicing witchcraft blindly because they don't understand how the witchcraft spirits can pass down to them. But there are many young people that's out there practicing witchcraft and don't even know they're practicing witchcraft, or they drawn to the dark side. There are children that all of a sudden, they're good children, and all of a sudden the parents say, what happened to my child? She started dressing in all black, started wearing all this black makeup, started wearing black clothing. Well, what happened? Understand that time release demon has manifested. That spirit came into them because of what environment that child was around in the womb, and now it's season to manifest. Understand that the enemy doesn't play fair. All of a sudden you see your daughter, she's a good little girl, and all of a sudden she want to dress provocative. Yeah, TV does have an influence. Media does have an influence. But how about that? Did you conceive that child out of wedlock? Is that the bastard spirit manifesting? There's a spirit called the bastard spirit. And this spirit comes upon, and we see today that marriage is out the door. People don't want to get married, but they're willing to have families, buy houses. Understand that there is a bastard spirit. A bastard spirit comes in when the two parents are not married. Or adultery has happened. So we see that many, many of our children are the product of illicit relationships. And so the bastard spirit is in operation. One of the main spirits I want you to understand of the bastard spirit, and I can speak about this because my mom mother and father were not married. And when I came into Christ and as I grew in Christ, I had to understand that I had a bastard spirit on me. It was a curse. Yes. Yes, I was a Christian. And God forgave me of my sins. But I still, that spirit was still. I want you to understand that. And so it comes from, as I said, people that are not married. So we see today many, many children are born back in the, with a bastard spirit over them. And one of the main spirits is, one of the strong men is the spirit of fear. Fear, fear, fear. Fear of everything. Phobias and fears and depression and anxiety and sickness. All of this is in the group. Remember, I don't know if you have attended any of my class, but I want you to understand that demons travel in groups and clans. They do not travel alone. So here we got the strong man, the bastard spirit, sitting over this child, innocent, ignorant child, and here all these other spirits. He holding the door for other spirits to come through. And so we have to deal with that. So we see that that's an evil deposit in that child's life because the parents had lust. They had sex outside of marriage, and so this is what happened. And so the curse is following the child and all these different things, and the kids is having problems in school, and they grow up and they have problems in high school and problems on the job. And why has this happened to, and it's because things happen. Spirits came in the womb. Spirits came in when they were young age. The enemy got them at the age of innocence. And so evil deposits came into their life. People don't understand. Even women that smoke, they smoke and they to smoke nicotine. All this affects the children, alcohol, cocaine, all of these things. But also there are women, you may not be doing drugs, but are you angry all the time? Are you depressed all the time? Are you sad all the time? Are you fearful? All of these affect the child. So can a child be possessed from the womb? The answer is absolutely. Let's take a look at Luke chapter 1. Let's go over to Luke chapter 1. And we may not get finished today because I want to do a prayer before we close out. And we'll get to the rest of this at another time. But I do want to, before we close out today, say a prayer because we need to repent of these things. We need to close these doors on our children. So Luke chapter 1, verses 13 to 15, it says, "But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Spirit, even from his mother's womb.'" Glory to God. A child can be filled with the Spirit of God right from his mother's womb, according to Scripture. Hallelujah. A child can also be filled with an evil spirit right from his mother's womb. Understand this. So if you are pregnant and you are attending witchcraft meetings, those evil spirits have access to your womb and have access to your baby. Glory to God. Let's look at Luke chapter 1, verses 40 to 41. "And entering the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost." Understand this. The voice of Mary carried the anointing which connected to John the Baptist inside his mother's womb. Glory to God. Likewise, understand this. The voice of evil men could have a building power on any baby in the womb if exposed to such influences. Understand that. Many things that our children are dealing with, even as young adults, came into them before they were born into this world. Understanding that our children can be exposed to demons. Look, let's go over to, I want to read a little bit, glory to God. Glory to God. Let us go. I want to read a little bit over here. Thank you, Jesus. Let us look at Mark chapter 7. And we're going to read from 24 to 30. "An unclean spirit." Okay. Mark chapter 7, and it says, And from thence he arose, talking about Jesus, and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. Mark 7:25. For a certain woman whose young daughter, had an unclean spirit, heard of him and came and fell at his feet. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 26, the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Verse 27, but Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. Now understand this, Jesus was not calling this woman a dog, but anyone outside the nation of Israel was considered unclean. And so they used that word, but he was not calling her a dog, but it's just that she was outside the chosen people at that time, which was the nation of Israel. Verse 28, she said, and she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. 29, and he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of your daughter. So we see her young daughter had a demon, and the young daughter, how old was her young daughter when the demon came in? I want you to take notice also that Jesus said that the deliverance she was seeking for her daughter was the children's bread, in other words, the covenant people. And so covenant people, deliverance is the children's bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She came and she worshiped the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's go over to Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So my question before we move on, could this woman's daughter have been affected by demons from the womb? Possibly so. At a very young age, it says her young daughter. Many of the problems that we see in children today come from the womb. This, as I said, fear, rejection, anger, perversion, lying. I know for myself, I was a young girl, and I remember my mom used to say this to me. I was young as I can remember. My mom used to call me a drunken sailor. Well, the reason why she would call me her drunken sailor was I was the sweetest little kid. But anytime anyone made me mad, I could curse 100 words a minute. I'm sure it was not 100, but I would curse so fast and so quickly and so many dirty words. It was literally I had a mouth of a drunken sailor. I was possessed with a spirit of curse, and I had a spirit of profanity in my mouth. Oh, my God, who knows when that came? So we see that children can be affected with rejection, anger, perversion, lying, stealing. And it all could come from the womb. Let's go over to, let's see what time it is. Glory to God. Let's go over to Mark chapter 9, let's start at verse 14. And it says, and when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them. Immediately when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed and running to him, greeting him, talking about Jesus. And he asked the scribe, what are you discussing with them? Then one of the crowd answered, said, teacher, I brought you my son who had a mute spirit. And whenever it sees him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. Then they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. And often he has thrown him down into the fire and into the water to destroy them. Why do you think these evil spirits are attacking our children? Why do you think that the enemy attacks from the womb, to destroy them, to destroy their destiny, my God, to destroy them. That's the essence of what Satan is trying to do. Demons come, as John 10:10 says, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said that I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Glory to God. The enemy does completely opposite of what God wants to do in the life of any person. My God, he said, but if you can't do anything, have compassion on us and help us. This is what the man said. He said, throw him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can't do anything, have compassion on us. We need to begin pray and ask God to have compassion on our children. We need to begin to pray for our children. Verse 23, Jesus said unto him, if you can believe. Can you believe Jesus today to deliver your children? That's my question. Can you believe that that child that's suffering from addiction can be set free? Can you believe that that child that has a disability can be healed by Jesus? Can you believe that child that has seizures can be delivered and set free? Can you believe? It says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Glory to God. Do you believe? Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. It's time to cry out and ask God to help your unbelief. When Jesus saw the people come running, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him. And he became as one dead, so that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he rose. And when he came into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? Why is your children not being set free? Why are your children still in bondage? That's what we have to ask ourselves. Why? Verse 29. So he said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. Sometimes things that need to be broken off our children will only break through fasting and prayer. We must understand that. Glory to God. Stand it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. I think I'm going to stop there today. I have so much more, but I think we need to pray. We need to pray because we need to pray for our children. We need to pray for our young adults. Hallelujah, Jesus. In order for our children to be set free, we need to pray and break and renounce our involvement with Satan's kingdom. Even as adults, if we were pregnant, we need to repent of those things. We need to confess our sins. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Repentance, confession. Just say this after me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I hear and now repent of my sins, trespassing, iniquities, and of my ancestors and family sins, trespassing, and iniquities. I repent of my relatives seeking forbidden knowledge. I claim the powerful, precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that it will cleanse me of all my transgressions. I repent of my ancestors, my own, and my family involvement with the occult, and any powers of darkness. I confess the acknowledgement of generational curses. I will go through each generational curse to have it removed off of me and my descendants, and my descendants, including my children, most of all. We have to repent of the things we did while we were pregnant. We have to repent for the things we exposed our children to. It's time to get real with God. It's time to really seek help for our children. We let our children go on day to day in and day out as if they don't have a soul. But Ezekiel 18 and 4 says, all souls belong to the Lord, the soul of the Father, the soul of the Son. He said, the soul that sins shall surely die. Our children are struggling. Our children are not overcomers. They are being overcome by this world system. They're being eaten up by the world, and they don't know what to do. We have the answer, and we are keeping it to ourselves, particularly if we are people of God. It's time to wake up. Renunciation. Renunciation. Listen, in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, I now claim and take back all the ground ever lost or given to evil spirits by myself, my parents, and my ancestors because of our sins, trespasses, and iniquities. I now surrender and give myself completely over, and I can give my children completely over to you, Lord. Spirit, soul, emotions, mind, and will to my Lord Jesus Christ. I renounce, revoke, delete, and cancel all consent given knowingly or unknowingly to the devil and demons by myself, my parents, my family, and my ancestors, and my ancestors in the name of Jesus. Let's close gates and doors. I close all doors that I might have opened to the devil or his demons. I place the powerful and precious blood of Jesus Christ over these doors. I will dwell in the secret place of Jesus forever. I trust in God for everything, including my children. I will love my neighbor as myself. And as a Christian, I have authority over the devil and his demons because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I rebuke and renounce all demons that I allow to enter into my children's life in the name of Jesus. As a Christian, I close every portal, cosmic star, door, vortex. I'm placing the precious blood over my children, over their doorposts in the name of Jesus. I move every ungodly soul tie that I had with anything that affected my life and affected my children. I remove all transfer of demonic thoughts and energies in the name of Jesus. I bind all demons, including Satan, from affecting and attacking my children in the name of Jesus. You no longer have any effect on me and my children and my family in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every demon, including Satan. You have no authority in our life or my children's life in the name of Jesus. I take back and repossess all ground lost or given by me and my ancestors. A cold environment included spiritual and inherited spirituality factors which put anyone in contact with satanic powers. I do this by claiming complete forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. I break all legal rights that the enemy has to me and my children in the name of Jesus. I cover my children with the precious blood of Jesus. I dedicate myself to praying for my children. I dedicate myself to teaching my children the ways of the Lord in the name of Jesus forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to understand that the children, as I started out, is a gift from the Lord. And it's our job. It is our responsibility as God has given us stewardship over these children. But I want you to understand today, it's not just about your children, all children. We need to be praying more for children. We need to be fasting more for children. We need to be giving ourselves over to prayer. And we need to be practicing the ministry of deliverance according to Mark 16:17. We need to begin to cast out devils of these our children. Understand, stop ignoring it. If your children are raging, if your children are stealing, if your children are running the street, if your children are having sex outside of marriage, your children need deliverance. Find a deliverance minister. It's not just about you. It's about your children. Lead your children to the Lord and then take them for some deliverance, because if you don't get deliverance for your children, your children are going to end up in hell. That simple. As I said in Ezekiel 18, God said the soul that sinned shall surely die. Isaiah says that hell is enlarging itself. Why? Because people are choosing every day to go to hell. And so with that being said, I just pray today, Father God, that you give every listening person strength. Lord God, it's time out, parents, for being friends to your children. It's time to be the parent that God called you to be, to that daughter, that son. It's time out for giving your children everything. It's time out for letting the world raise your children. Let us come back to the altar. We keep talking about it's time for the church to come back to the altar. It's time for the parents to stand up and be parents to their children. Your children may not like it, but guess what? You will save their soul from hell. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for this time of teaching, this mini teaching, Lord God. I thank you that as you bring me back to this again, we will continue and begin to deal with it even more with generational curses, foundational curses, Lord. And I pray, Father God, I rebuke backlash, retaliation, and revenge in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over the program, over all those listeners. I bind backlash, retaliation, and revenge in the name of Jesus. I smite the enemy. I crush him under my feet in the name of Jesus. Every witch and warlock, I mute them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every vex, hex, incantation, I send back to the sender and the one who mentoring them in the name of Jesus. And I pray for all those, Lord God, who have been affected, Lord God, by evil deposits, Lord God. I break the assignment of every evil altar over their life right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and let every priest and priestess that's ministering on the altar against them, let them die, Father, because they will not repent in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for restoring restoration of their life. God, I thank you from this day forward, let every child that's been affected by every evil deposit, Lord God, let the powers of darkness be broken, let the soul ties to darkness be broken, Lord God, release your fire to burn up it to the root in the name of Jesus, put a hook in the enemy's nose and lead them away stray in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak confusion to every evil pronouncement and pronostication against the children, let it go back to the sender, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, send your wasters to waste the enemies of their soul in the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare, Lord God, that these children, these young people, these young adults, shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. Every satanic entrapment, let the enemy be trapped in the trap he set for them in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray today, God, he caught up, I shinned them, I seek God for the children, for their lives, God, let their lives be restored, God, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the God of the second chance, and you are the restored God. Lord God, you are our redeemer. Let the children, let our children of this generation be redeemed by fear, intimidation, rejection, rebellion, hate, anger, Lord, murder, suicidal ideations. Lord God, rape, molestation, I bind and rebuke in the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare, Lord God, even now, God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit going to minister to each and every individual, Lord God, that has been affected, Lord God, let your healing balm of Gilead be upon them, Lord God, let restoration and healing be their portion, God, turn the mess into a testimony, even as you turn mine into a testimony in the name of Jesus, all for your glory, God, all for your praise, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And until our next program, may you continue to be blessed in Jesus' name, amen.
Good.